I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, April 6th. The city of Urbana is looking at the impacts of a proposed data center project within the city. This comes after Urbana City Council members voted to place a 12-month moratorium on data centers last month. A committee will use that time to research electric usage, construction impacts, and the agricultural effects that are seen at similar facilities across the country. The committee of 10 Urbana residents and one member of the city administration will share their findings with the council. Their first meeting will be held on Tuesday, April 14th at 6 p.m. on the third floor of the Urbana Municipal Building. Yellow Springs Home Inc. will expand its services. That's thanks to new partnerships and more than $1.2 million in grants to support home repairs for low-income homeowners. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
Yellow Springs Home Inc. says its capacity has increased since its inception in 1998, now operating on a $1 million budget with about $6 million in community assets. As part of this growth, the nonprofit has joined the Dayton Home Repair Network and obtained funding from Huntington National Bank, the USDA Rural Development Housing Grant, the Kettering Fund, the Yellow Springs Community Foundation, and more. They will now embark on projects in Dayton and Yellow Springs supporting HVAC, roof replacements, accessibility, mold remediation, window replacements, plumbing, and electrical work. That's according to Emily Seibel. She serves as Executive Director of Home Inc.
Right now in Yellow Springs, we have 48 affordable homes that we've rehabbed or developed, and that houses over 25 children in the community. So we're really happy about that.
77-year-old Carlos Landaburu is one of Home Inc. Repair's clients in Greene County. He says the organization set him up with local contractors to fix long-term water damage and repair the structural integrity of his home. He says without their help, he wouldn't have known where to start to get help. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
The year 2051 will be Springfield's 250th birthday. A community initiative wants to know, what should the city and Clark County be like by that time? A local committee hired consultants with a company called Future IQ to help create this roadmap. The company's CEO is David Burrell. He says the next phase of the project is to figure out what action steps will get Springfield where it needs to be.
So we're going to go back out to the community for another several months, seek input from people about what ideas they've got for action areas. We'll gather those and then do some prioritization of those with the community. And then that'll lay down the basis of this roadmap, which should be kind of think of it as a master plan that the community has crafted itself about here's where we want to go, here's what we think we need to work on to get there, and here's who's going to lead those initiatives.
The project should wrap up with the final report around September. There's more details at springfield2051.com. The Greater Dayton LGBT Center is celebrating its 50th anniversary of serving Miami Valley residents. The nonprofit organizes the annual Pride celebration, but it also focuses on advocacy and outreach. Executive Director Rick Flynn says that despite the organization's growth over the years, the center remains a work in progress. This includes the location in downtown Dayton that it moved into 2 years ago.
I would hate to see us get so big that we lose that personal touch. And it's nice being downtown, sort of in the midst of everything going on. So it's not a finished product. And I think that's important, too, because I think that's all of us. We're all a work in progress.
Flynn is the only paid staff member of the center. Besides Flynn, the board of directors and volunteers are what drive the center's events. The biggest of those being the annual Dayton Pride celebration in June. The center is hosting a 50th birthday party on April 15th. That includes a collaboration with the Neon that features a screening of the film Paris is Burning. You can find out more about that at DaytonLGBTCenter.org. Stivers School for the Arts Advanced Choir is the winner of the Dayton Daily News' Dayton Dragons National Anthem Contest. The group's 24 singers will perform at Day Air Ballpark for opening night of the team's 26th season, and that's tomorrow evening at 7:05 p.m. when the Dragons will host Lake County Captains. More than 250 performers auditioned virtually this year. 65 additional finalists from the tryouts will perform throughout the season before future Dragons games. Look for a relatively dry week and chilly temperatures, at least for tonight, as a freeze watch and a frost advisory is in effect, as temperatures are expected to get down near 30 degrees. For today, look for high near 60 with mostly sunny skies. Highs near 50 on Tuesday, working their way back up into the 70s by the end of the week. And that's WISO Today for Monday, April 6th. I'm Mike Fraser.